portion of Scripture. All the sliders all the way down, both of them. Thank you. All the way down. There you go. All the way down. Till they click. All right. I want to read a portion of Scripture out of Matthew in chapter number 2. This is traditionally considered the Christmas story, but it really isn't. It's the story of the wise men as they came in search for the child, the Lord Jesus Christ. By this time, actually, in the Bible, he's a child. He's probably 1 year old, maybe even two. But traditionally, people think the wise men came to the manger in Bethlehem. That's not quite true. So you will not hear this read later when the men are reading the true Christmas story from the Scriptures. This happened a little bit later. And it says in Matthew chapter 2, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" And I want to bring a message tonight that I think I brought about 10 years ago by this title: Why Were the Wise Men Wise Men? Why were the wise men wise men? And I want to just make about 7 very quick observations of why these wise men were wise men. Now, they were wise men scripturally because they were just brilliant. They were probably the doctors or the lawyers or whatever they had back in those days. In those days, if they gave out degrees, these men would probably have a Ph.D. degree in some subject. That's why they're called the wise men in the context. But I like to think by observing their behavior that they were also wise men in other ways. And number one is because they sought the Lord. Number one is because they sought the Lord. Wise men seek the Lord. Did you know that God is findable? Is that a word? It is tonight. God is findable. A prophet long ago named Isaiah said these words: "Seek the Lord and he shall be found." Seek the Lord and he shall be found. Any person in this room, any age, if you will seek the Lord, you will find him. God is findable. God is knowable. God is personal. And he wants to know you. It says here, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, there came wise men from the east saying, 'Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.'" Notice that number one, they sought the Lord. Now, when it says they came from the east, it probably means they came from Syria, which was a distance as the crow flies across the desert east of Jerusalem, 800 miles. But nobody can cross that desert and live. So they had to take a northern journey and then come down south, which journey was about 1,200 miles. Now, that's a long ways to seek the Lord. These men were seekers. They knew there was something unique about this child that was born, and with great effort, they sought the Lord to see where he was. I hope that you'll have a heart like that, because it'll be the greatest thing you ever find, is when you find the Lord. And then notice number 2, these adult men were humble enough to ask questions. I believe they were wise men because as adult men who were already considered brilliant, they were still humble enough to ask questions. I want to encourage all the men here, myself included, all the ladies here, don't ever get to the place in your life where you stop asking questions, where you stop wanting to learn, where you stop wanting to know more. Thank God for adult men who will ask humble questions like this one. Where is he that is King of the Jews? Don't ever get to the place where you say, I got all the answers. I know it all. You can't teach me anything. No, let's stay humble all of our lives. And we can learn all of our lives, and the gaining of knowledge will be one of the greatest pleasures that you ever have in life. Is that if you'll just have that childlike attitude all your life, even if you get a PhD degree in something, don't ever think you know it all. Be humble enough to still ask questions. They were wise men because they asked questions. And then number three, they were wise because they followed the light that God gave them. The Bible says in John 1 and verse 9 that Jesus is the light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You know, every man and every woman in their life sometime has a little flicker of light from God in their soul that sets them to searching and searching for the Lord. Every one of us is inquisitive. Every one of us is little boys and girls. Look around at creation and look around at God's glory, and we begin to know that there's somebody must have made this. This is way too complex. Just as any one of us would look at a painting and come to the conclusion there must have been a painter. That didn't just happen by chance. So all of us at one time, maybe at least until somebody started playing with our heads, at one time we must have looked around and said that there's got to be a God. There must be an extremely intelligent being that made all this. As we consider the thousands and thousands of symbiotic relations that we see in creation, of this that depends on this to exist, and there's thousands of them. And you can only come to one conclusion. They must have been made all at one time by a God who put them all together. And we have a little bit of light as we come into this world that God gives us all to set us to searching for the Lord. Jesus is the light that lighteth every man that cometh in the world. And they followed the light that God gave them. Verse 2 says, for we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Boy, there's times when God speaks to every one of us in quiet, and you've heard his voice and he's calling you. Maybe even tonight you hear his voice and he's calling you unto himself. Don't be afraid of that. I can remember being a little boy one time, and I think I was only 8 or 9 years of age, and it just so happens that my bedroom window would face the moon every night. And I'd look at the moon constantly and pray and say, God, if you're really out there, would you show yourself to me? Would you help me understand? I wasn't saved at the time. I didn't know the Lord. A few years later, I flipped a farm tractor over on top of me, and the farm I grew up on almost killed myself, and I began to just start thinking what would have happened to me if I would have died. And boy, about a year later, my dad loaded us all up. He was searching for some answers too, because mom had died of cancer and he lost his wife and he was devastated, and he tried alcohol and he tried the things of this world to fill the void left. And finally, at the age of 37, through the witness of two men that he worked with, he came to know Jesus Christ as his Savior. Why? Because they had told him for years, George, alcohol is not the answer. God is the answer. You need Jesus. Jesus is real. Jesus can help you. And he finally got it through his thick head. He trusted in Christ as his Savior, and he became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And he came home and said, boys, we're going to a new church today. And I was 12, I had just survived that accident, and I was thinking about eternal things. And he took us to a Bible-believing church like this one, and a preacher stood up and preached from the Word of God. See, my dad followed the light that God had given him, and we came to know the Lord as our Savior. And the preacher preached that day out of John 10 and verse 9, when Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And that was the light I needed, and I trusted Christ as my Savior. 12 years of age, 50 years ago. They were wise, number four, because they worshiped the Lord. Not only did they come to the Lord, not only did they seek the Lord and come to the Lord, but when they found Him, they worshiped Him. Now, they didn't quite hit the bullseye, but they ended up in Jerusalem, which was pretty close. Considering they traveled about 1,200 miles, they only missed the mark by about six. They ended up in Jerusalem. And when they ended up in Jerusalem, they went into the temple and they inquired of where the child would be born according to the scriptures. See, the Old Testament scriptures, 500 years earlier, a prophet by the name of Micah wrote down these words. He said in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, "And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." And it says here that when they realized that, they went to Bethlehem, verse 8. And they searched diligently for the young child, and they found him, and they worshipped him. And verse number 10 says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy." And in verse 9 it says, "When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was." And so they got further illumination from the scriptures. The scriptures guided them to Christ. And it's the same thing tonight. God uses the scriptures, the Bible, to guide us to Christ, so we may know Him also as our personal Savior. They didn't have the scriptures like we have, the completed Bible, but they followed what light they had been given by God, the star, and they went to the temple, and they were told from the book of Micah that they could find him in Bethlehem. And so they took the 6-mile journey south of Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And sure enough, as they followed the scriptures, it brought them to Jesus Christ. You know, if you follow the scriptures, it'll bring you to Christ. There's a lot of people today that aren't following the scriptures, and they think that the way to God is through religion or church or good works. But the scriptures correct all of that. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." We are not saved. We do not go to heaven by our own works, by religion, by church. We're glad you're here tonight, but we want you to understand, this church can't save you. We can't take you to heaven. We're like a bus stop. Bus stop doesn't go anywhere. But we can put you on the right bus that can take you to your destination. And that is Jesus Christ. And we can tell you to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Believe on Him and receive Him as your Savior. And it says when they found Him, they worshiped Him. You know, man, we ought to worship the Lord. There's a lot of things that compete for our worship. I understand that. There's a lot of fun things in the world, but you got to watch out. You can end up worshiping yourself or worshiping money, worshiping the Buffalo Bills. I'm glad they're winning just as much as anybody, but they're men. And someday when this is all over, we're going to stand before the Lord. And there's only going to be one thing that matters that day. What did you do with Jesus? Did you receive Him as your Savior? Did you reject Him or neglect Him? And I hope you'll receive the Lord as your Savior. You can have a lot of fun being a Christian, don't get me wrong, but you got to be sure you're saved. And those of us that are saved, we ought to worship the Lord. We ought to worship the Lord. And they gave to the Lord of their treasures. And it says that when they found Him, they opened their treasures. They presented unto Him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they fell down and worshiped Him. Those are some things the wise men did that made them wise men. And then last of all, they feared God and followed his direction. Because Herod the king had great jealousy. Because he had heard that a king had been born in Bethlehem and that he was a little baby, a little boy named Jesus. And so he ordered the slaughter of all the children 2 years of age and under in Bethlehem. Can you imagine something that horrible? And Joseph and Mary had to take the boy Jesus and run out of Bethlehem and go down into Egypt. And the wise men, it says this, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. You notice the last thing about these wise men, they continued to follow the Lord's direction in their life. After they came to know the Lord, after they worshiped him, after they gave to him, they continued to seek the Lord's direction. Did you know God's got a wonderful plan for your whole life? And it can be found in the scriptures if you just keep following the Lord's direction. And believe me, you'll be glad. It is such a wonderful adventure of faith. I know perhaps some of you tonight are thinking, boy, if I become a Christian, I will never have fun again in my life. I'll never smile. I'll never laugh. I'll never have joy. Well, I love you, but someone's been playing with your head. There's something about getting saved and knowing Jesus as your Savior and having all your sins washed away and being right with God and knowing that even if tonight something happened and you were to die tonight, that you'd go to heaven. There's something about that that brings rest to your souls that nothing else in this world can possibly give you. And there's this joy, and this world can load us up with happiness. It really can. You can get on an ATV and ride around all afternoon on your ATV and have a lot of happiness, and there's nothing wrong with that. But as soon as the ride's over, the happiness leaves. But the joy of the Lord can be with you on the worst day of your life and give you strength and get you through trials and temptations and struggles you're having in your marriage and in your family and struggles you're having mentally and emotionally and financially and with society or addictions or stubborn habits, whatever it is that you're battling, the Lord can give you his strength. And the Bible says that if you'll know the Son will set you free. And if you know the truth will set you free. And many of us that have trusted in Christ as our Savior, we don't want to go back to the old ways we used to live in. I don't want to. I tried it all when I was growing up. I tried it all when I was in the army, and I found myself to be empty, and I found myself to be quite miserable. But boy, when I finally surrendered to the Lord and gave him my life, man, that's where the joy of the Lord came. But it begins with salvation. As we said at the beginning, and I want to close with prayer in just a moment. God is findable. Maybe that's a new word tonight, but you can find the Lord. Maybe you're not really looking for him, but I'll tell you, he's looking for you because he loves you so much. What is Christmas? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive him. Don't try to receive a gift as a reward. It's not a reward. Eternal life is a gift. It's free. Just receive it. If you've never done that, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you'll believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that he died one day on a cross at Calvary for your sins. In your place, he paid the price for your sins, the wages of sin being death. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And if you believe He shed His blood to wash away your sins, we can have remission from our sins, the Scripture says, by faith in His blood. And He rose from the grave and He's alive forevermore. No one else ever did that. And that's why some of you hear Him speaking to your heart tonight, because He's alive. And by divine appointment, you're here. And He's knocking on the door of your heart and He wants to come into your life and be your Savior. Won't you call on Him tonight? I'd like us just to bow our heads and close our eyes for a word of prayer. Do not bother anyone near you, but everybody think about why the wise men were wise. And the wisest thing you'll ever do in your life is receive Christ as your Savior. And you'll never after that say, boy, I regret that decision. No, you'll tell people that's the best thing I ever did. And right now in the quietness of this moment, if you'd like to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sins, whether you've been good or bad, we're all sinners, good sinners or bad sinners. But the Lord can save anyone, no matter what you've done, if you'll ask Him to. Then where you're sitting, not out loud, but pray this prayer from your heart to God. And say something like this, Dear Heavenly Father, I ask the Lord Jesus Christ to have mercy on my soul and forgive me of all my sins and come into my heart tonight and be my personal Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that You died on the cross in my place for my sins. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. But You died for me. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I believe in Your blood. I believe in Your resurrection. And tonight I ask You to come into my heart and be my personal Savior. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We hope tonight that some of you have asked the Lord to be your Savior. And we want you to know that this church is here to help you grow now in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the knowledge of Him. There's not a person in this church, including myself, who is perfect. If you get around me, you're going to know I'm far from perfect, but I'm saved. Praise the Lord. I hope you are too. If you need to talk to me a little bit more after service, I'll be glad to talk to you at any time. But the redemption of our soul is precious. It's the most important thing that will ever happen to us in our life. I want to ask the ushers to come now with the candles, and all of those that are readers, singers, instrumentalists, if you'd also come up to the choir, bring your candle with you. And if you'll sit behind me, I'm going to give my candlelight to the ushers, and they're going to give it to those of you on the end of each row and then pass it down to the next one. And while they do, just before we get started, in the candlelight portion of the service, we got missionaries Justin and Kaylee Dye with us from Papua New Guinea, and they're going to sing a song called Who Could Imagine. But on the back of your program, it says these words, Happy Birthday, Jesus, the candles are for you. The carols, decorations, and celebrating too. Happy Birthday, Jesus, yours is the brightest flame. So when we light the candles, we light them in Your name. Happy birthday, Jesus. Each time the season starts, we share the love You gave us that burns within our hearts. Happy birthday, Jesus. We pray that every day this love will keep us burning and You will light our way. Amen. This time, Justin and Kaylee.
imagine the way he would come. No royal palace or throne, no trumpet fanfare, no royal decree. Humbly he came to his own. Who could imagine that the Lord of all creation would come as just a baby to the earth? He is wonderful Counselor, Everlasting God, Ruler of all. Who could imagine? Life for our sin, never regretting the choice he had made, bringing salvation to man. Who could imagine that the Lord of all creation would come as just a baby to the earth? He is wonderful Counselor, Everlasting God, Ruler of all. Who could imagine? Who could imagine that the Lord of all creation would come as just a baby to the earth? He is wonderful Counselor, Everlasting God, Ruler of all. He is wonderful Counselor, Everlasting God, Ruler of all. Who could imagine? Who could imagine?
The announcement to Mary. Luke 1:26-38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. And with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
The story of Joseph, Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Jesus, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Birth of Christ, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made it known abroad. They had made known abroad the saying which was told unto them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told unto them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen that was told unto them.
Let's close our service now by finding in our hymn books, page number 105, O Come All Ye Faithful. You can have that in one hand and the candle in the other. Amen. Let's all stand together when we find it, if you can. If not, remain seated. 105, we'll sing all three verses. O come, all ye faithful. O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Exaltation, O sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory in the highest. Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee for this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him in Christ the Lord. All God's people said, we thank you for coming. As our gift to you, you can keep your candles, all right?